action public hearing portion of tonight's meeting. It's Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. And so we will begin with item number 6 on our agenda. Oh, and if the committee wants to announce themselves and the staff also, how about we start with youth? Introduce yourself.
Zachary East, District 8.
Mark Nordigan.
April Beth, Planning Office.
Andy Bueller, Planning and Development.
And I'm Erin Decker, Chair of the Committee, County Board Supervisor for District 22. We did have a work session yesterday at 11 o'clock, so we were able to discuss these items. So we were able to ask most of the questions that we have. So if you are like, well, why aren't they asking a lot of questions? We got them answered yesterday during our work session. If you want to mention the legal postings in the paper, Andy, please.
Yes, so the posting in the was the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News with the Class 2 notice. It was posted for the 2 weeks prior to today's meeting.
Thank you, Andy. So if you want to, number 6, please.
Item number 6 is Bruce F., Mark T., and Thomas R. Enriquez, 27017 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin. 53168 owner requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65, the comprehensive plan from farmland protection and SEC, which is secondary environmental corridor, to farmland protection, general agricultural and open land, and SEC on tax parcel number 304-220-334-0201, located in the town of Brighton. So on the screen, we'll just show the map for this comprehensive plan change. And so as you can see, the entire property is outlined in purple, and then the area of the comprehensive plan change is this area down here, from farmland protection to general ag and open space. This particular area is 7.15 acres. It coordinates with B-zone to follow a certified survey map that would end up being just over 10 acres, which you can kind of see outlined.
Okay, thank you, Andy. Would the petitioner like to come forward? Have a seat at either place. And then push the button on your mic right here. Nope, on the base, just push it, and now your mic is on. So put it close to your face, and you can move it, it's okay.
Is it working?
Yep. You can move it closer to your mouth, that's more comfortable. And then state your name and address for the record, and then let you know, explain why you're here.
My name is Mark. And the address of the property or my
your personal address.
Personal address is 35035 67th Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105.
Okay. And if you want to explain why you're here, your plans and all that fun stuff.
So we're asking to rezone the agricultural section A1 to A2 so that the sections shown on the screen there, which includes some C2 property, can be sold actually to Mr. Zarletti, who is in attendance. And the property that's there currently has a residence on it. That section of property will continue to have a residence on it. And then the part that is currently being farmed, crops grown on it by a local farmer, that will continue to have crops grown on it. And then there's just that section of C2 to the north that's woodland, that would remain woodland.
Okay, thank you. Does the committee have any questions? Supervisor Rodriguez?
Is there anybody currently living in that house right now?
I'm sorry?
Is there anybody currently living in the residence?
Yes, they are. Actually, Mr. Zarletti's family is living in the residence.
Okay. And you guys, they just want to buy the property then?
Right.
Okay. That's all. That's the only question I have.
Any other questions or comments? Oh, Supervisor Rodriguez?
Yeah, you're doing this so you can get to a 10-acre A2 zoning map, right?
Correct.
And that's the whole reason of making this 7.15 connected to that C2 area.
Correct. I believe there's a 10 acre, and I think that might be a township. I don't know if that's a county or a township.
Right, yeah. But for an A2, you're only 10 acres.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so I just showed on the screen for everyone here. This is a certified survey that shows the 10 acres. See, it's going to include that 7.1 of land that's being the comp plan change rezoned into this area up here. Is the wooded area C2 total of all of it is 10.01 acres.
Okay, questions or comments from the committee or the government? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Seeing none, is there anyone here to speak against the petition? Anyone here to speak against the petition? Seeing none, Andy from the town.
The town board met on this item on July 9th, 2018, and a motion was made to approve, and it was approved unanimously.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment and by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. And because this is a comp plan amendment, we have to do a roll call vote. So Supervisor Nordegan, how do you vote? Oh wait, before that, does anyone else have any more comments or questions on the motion? Seeing none, Supervisor Nordegan, how do you vote?
Yes.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
Yes.
Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
And the chair votes aye, so the motion passes. So the comp plan passed. Now we're moving on to number seven.
Number seven is Bruce F. Mark T. and Thomas R. Enriquez, 2701 752nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, Joanne Enriquez, 2701 752nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agriculture Preservation District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, to A1 Agriculture Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-3340201, located in the town of Brighton. The map for this item on the screen, and so that same area that was highlighted in the previous map for the comp plan change is now highlighted for the rezone to go from the A1 to the A2 to allow for a land division less than 35 acres, in this case for a 10-acre parcel.
Thank you, Andy. Does the petitioner have anything further you want to add, or?
No, it's pretty much the way I explained it.
Okay. Thank you. Does the committee have any questions or comments?
I do.
Supervisor Nordegan?
Where this has remained A1 at the top left-hand corner, can that stay A1 even though it's under, was it 40 acres? Or is it because we're connected to some C2 and all that, we can consider? I just want to make sure that we're okay on the zoning.
Yes, so the entire parcel is a large parcel,
right?
Over 35 acres. This area right here might itself might be less, but the C1, the C2, the A1.
Okay, that's also what I thought. That's what right. I just want to make sure I had an understanding. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Nordegan. Any further questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
The town board met on this item on July 9th. A motion was made to approve, and it was approved unanimously.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the rezoning by Supervisor Nordegan and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any further questions or comments from the committee or Youth and Governance? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Agenda item number eight.
Eight is Bruce F. Mark T. and Thomas R. Enriquez, 2701 752nd Street, St. Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, Joanne Enriquez, 2701 752nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent, requesting a certified survey map on tag parcel number 304-220-3340201, located in the town of Brighton. We had previously shown this certified survey map here for this 10-acre land division. The staff would recommend approval subject to the conditions.
No, we don't have to do all this other stuff. We just can vote on it, right?
This one.
Okay. Can I get a motion and a second?
Move to approve. Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve as As with the conditions as stated?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, from Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any questions or discussion for the committee or youth and governance? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. The certified survey map is approved with the conditions as stated. Number nine and
yes.
Nine is
yeah, number nine is Clement Stein certified survey map due to the fact that not everything has been completed regarding sanitation to be able to move this forward. We would recommend this to be tabled.
Make a motion to table this until next month's meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to table by Supervisor Rodriguez and I'm a second by Supervisor Nordegan. Oh, that's your name. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote on tabling?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number nine is tabled. Number 10.
This is a resolution to appoint Mark Helvey as Kenosha County representative to the Lake Benedict Tombo Lake Management District Board.
Move to approve.
Wait. Can I call him forward?
I'm sorry.
Jumping the gun there.
He just knows he's got so much support from me.
Have a seat. And if you'd like to introduce yourself to the committee, in case Zach apparently might have questions.
No, I love the guy. That's why I'm ready to approve him.
My name is Mark Kelvey. My address is 39002 89th Place, Burlington, but I'm in Powers Lake, but it's Burlington. Currently on the Randall Town Board. I'm a supervisor on the Randall Town Board. And I'm also the Randall representative on the District of Powers Lake on the Kenosha side. So.
Supervisor Nordegan, if you'd like to make some comments,
Mark,
we know you would.
For a little while. He does a great job on the Randall Town Board and the other committees and items that he's on. It's really great to see somebody from my neck of the woods finally down here. And I support him 100%.
Thank you. And we at the Land and Water Conservation meeting, we approved to you, which I'm on that committee too. So, right? Okay.
Yes, I know the gentleman for about 12 minutes, and I think he's a great fit. Now can I move to approve?
Yes.
All right, I move to approve.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any questions or comments? No? Youth and governance, how do you vote on approval?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number 11.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 11 is a resolution to appoint Barbara Ford to the Kenosha County Zoning Board of Adjustments. Barbara Ford has been on the committee for quite a few years. Was it 17 years?
No, 12
years. And so this would be her third appointment, I believe, or fourth. I think she filled out a portion of someone else's prior term. It's 5 years. And so I had worked with her myself when I was with Board of Adjustments, and she does a great job.
I'd like to ask you, and I'm guessing you don't know it now, but how is her attendance? Because that's always asked.
Actually, we did look into it.
Okay.
I believe it's like 98% out of like 250 meetings.
Wow. Okay. Any questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, I get a motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Nordegan and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. I'm assuming there's no more questions or discussion. Youth and governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number 12, approval of the minutes.
Move.
Second.
Oh, that's so energetic. Right there.
Second.
motion by Supervisor Nordegan. And a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Minutes are approved. Number 13, citizen comments. Would any citizen like to make any comments during our meeting? Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. Number 14, any other business allowed by law?
Just a comment. So for September meeting, there are no new items that we are aware of at this point. We do now have the Stein CSM that is tabled, and we may have an item, I guess depending on if this goes forward, for an amendment to the Chapter 12 in regards to the Board of Adjustments to change the number from 5 to 3. So that will either be happening September or October, and we'll keep you informed.
Do you anticipate the tabled item to be ready by next month, or are you unsure?
I would anticipate so, but
okay.
We'll wait and see and keep you posted.
So okay.
We may have that to go forward.
Okay. Number 15, adjournment.
I want to adjourn.
Second. I have a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Nordegan and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Nay.
Mark, I need a vote.
Aye.
Motion passes. We are adjourned.